For you are great, yes, you are, O Holy One. You walked upon the sea, you raised the dead. You reign in majesty, Almighty God. Oh, everything written about you is great. I'm gonna sing it again. For you are great, yes, you are. Oh, Holy One. You walked upon the sea, you raised the dead. Hallelujah. Yes, you are great, you are great, you are great. Hallelujah. You are great,
you are great.
Oh yes, you are great,
you are great.
Yes, Lord,
you are great.
Oh yes, you are great,
you are great.
Oh, you are great,
you are great.
Oh, everything written about you. Yes, we worship you, Lord, this morning. Everything you do is great. We praise your name. Thank you, Lord, that you are always good towards your children. Hallelujah, we worship you. Praise your name. Sing it all together to the top. You are great. Yes, you are, Lord.
For you are great. Yes, you are.
One more time. Hallelujah. Let's sing it all together. Yes, Lord, for you are God.
For you are
praise the Lord. There is none like you, Lord. There is none like you. We exalt you, Father. We acknowledge who you are. And Lord, O God, we stand steadfast, unwavering, not in our strength or our ability, but in the wisdom of your word and your truth activated in our lives, to not waver from knowing that you are your God all by yourself. There's none like you, unchanging one, our lives. Receive our worship and our adoration. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, that you are ordering our steps. And every step we take is established in the truth of your word and the awesomeness of your power. Tonight, we rest in your goodness. We celebrate your faithfulness. And we say, Abba, Father, have your way in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we decree it so done. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to have you tonight in the house of the Lord. I'm reminded once again about the declaration of the psalmist. Said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us. Us cannot be a singular word. It signifies that there is more than one. One person cannot be us. So the word of God says to us, where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in their midst. The Lord is here with us. Hallelujah. In the last few weeks, we've been talking about peace, defining what peace is, excavating in the Word of God and pulling out the treasures in the Word of God concerning peace. Why we need it, why we cannot do without it. And we establish very clearly that the peace that we're talking about is not the peace that the world gives. Because the peace of the world is not lasting. And it's based primarily on the circumstance around you. Things are cool and calm, you have peace. Things are rough, your peace is gone. It's based on what you may have acquired. Oh, I have saved for my retirement. Now I have peace of mind. And then all of a sudden, you go see the doctor. And the doctor says, you've got cancer. And you have 2 months to live. And your peace is gone. But the peace that God gives, doesn't matter what the news is, what the circumstances, it goes through it like hot knife through butter. And this morning we began to explore the other aspect called joy. These are roommates, joy and peace. They come from love. If you don't have peace, you cannot have joy. But if you have joy, you got peace. Praise the Lord. Let me say that again. If you don't have peace, you can't have joy. But if you have joy, you got peace. And we shared this morning about what joy was, that it was the expression, the reflection of the presence of God. The reflection of the presence of God. That's what joy is. And the Word of God tells us that in the presence of God, there is joy. Hallelujah. This evening, I want us to go a little bit deeper, explore some more things about joy, how it comes to play, and how it is related to something called hope. Those two, actually, if I may put it this way, I don't have a coin with me, but if I had a coin, let's say the head was peace or joy, or you can flip it either way. Hope is the ring, is the stem. Does anybody have a coin here? A quarter, a loony, or whatever. I want to be certain that you're getting what I'm saying. Thank you. All right. You know I'm keeping this, right? Okay. So let's say which is head here, which is tails. Okay, this is head. Okay? Let's say the head here is peace, or you may call it joy, whatever. And the tail here is joy or peace, whatever you choose to call it. Because it's a matter of which came first, chicken or the egg. This ring here that separates the head from the tail is hope. You got it? That's hope. Now, if there's no hope, peace and joy don't exist. This ceases to be a currency. Are we together? Okay. So bear that in mind as we go deeper in this discuss. I'll give you your stuff back, don't worry. In Psalm 30, actually, let me take it from Jeremiah 31. Jeremiah 31. We looked at verse 13 this morning, but we expanded it to verse 10 to have the full context of the statement. So let's take it up from verse 10. It says, hear this. Hear the word of the Lord. That's the first thing. Hear God's word. Hear the word of God. O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off. What is this? God is saying, first of all, I want you to hear my word. And having heard it, you got to do what? Declare it. Are we together? Hear and what? Declare. Hear, declare. Hear, speak. This is how you activate these resources in the kingdom of God. Hearing alone will not change anything. The word of God says, if you have faith, you will say. Come, did you hear that? If you have faith, you will do what? You will say. If you have faith and your faith is not spoken, it activates nothing. You got to hear and then say. So it says, hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off. And say, he that scattered Israel will gather him. In other words, there is restoration in relationship. Your restoration in relationship with God is what champions the effectiveness of peace. Your relationship with God restored causes even the angels to begin to celebrate in heaven. Praise the Lord. He says, he that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock. What does a good shepherd do? The psalmist says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not lack anything. Now, the man who is operating on the foundation of peace and joy has this sense within him. It is well with me. It is well with me. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It is well with me. I'm okay. I'm blessed. And I'm highly favored. Hallelujah. One of my spiritual sons, when I call him, or he calls me and say, hi, hello, he says, it is well, it is well, it is well, it is well. Just like I say, I'm blessed and highly favored, he says, it is well. It's the same thing. It is well with me. I'm blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah. Verse 11 goes on and says, For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob. Jacob, that name means a supplanter, a liar, a thief. He says, God has redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. God has ransomed me from the hands of him that is stronger than I am. Therefore, they shall come, because they are redeemed and ransomed, they shall come and sing in the height of Zion. Zion, that word Zion means a desert, arid land. It's interesting that God chooses that name for the place where he reigns from. Basically, God is saying, I'm taking on the toughest job, and I'm going to make good come out of it. Hallelujah. That should cause you to have peace, and that should cause you to joy. God, this case is the hardest case. I don't see any way out of this. And God says, sing in the height of Zion. Sing in the height of the toughest, difficult, most outrageous situation. Sing. He says, and shall flow together in the goodness of the Lord. That's what I call you to flow. Hallelujah. To flow in the goodness of God. Understand that I'm turning Zion into a place that is fruitful. I'm turning Zion that is arid to a place where my glory is made manifest. It says, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord for wheat, for wine, for oil, and for the young of the flock and of the herd. And their soul shall be as a what? Watered garden. Where? In Zion. Your soul is going to be like a watered garden. I don't need to change anything. I don't need to change the aridness of the setting. But your life will not be like your problem. Oh my God, help me. Your life will not be a reflection of your problem. It's going to be a reflection of my presence. That's what joy is. Joy is not happiness. Happiness is what happens when something happens in your life. So now you are happy because of the happiness or the happenings. Joy says, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how tough your environment is, you will be fruitful there because you're going to be like a watered garden. And they shall not sorrow anymore at all. Well, Lord, why didn't you just stop and they shall not sorrow anymore? That's enough. God says, no. I'm going to do more than that at all. I want you to know that sorrow is not part of your portion. Defeat is not part of your portion. So therefore, rejoice in the Lord always. No matter what is in the way, rejoice through it all. The dear brother has gone home to be with the Lord now. Andrew Crouch sang the song, Through It All, Through It All. Today I want you to know, yes, the world is going to get darker. Yes, there's going to be all kinds of problems in our world. The devil is going to show his ugly head. But for you, for me, that have come to be a people who are in a state of peace with God, sorrow, defeat is not our portion. We will thrive and prosper no matter what the soil, the environment, the whatever is. I have seen through the years as I've gone from place to place, interesting things. In a rocky stone infested land, a big tree growing. How did this tree grow? It came out of a seed. You mean some seed fell into a crack and split this rock? Some plant split this rock and said, I am going to exist, I'm going to live. Did not die, and now it's standing out there. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying. God making you flourish, prosper, and it has nothing to do with your environment. It has nothing to do with which family you were born in, what kind of education you had or did not have. Just knowing God is my Father, I am redeemed and I have been ransomed, will cause you to flourish, blossom, prosper, grow, increase, even though everything around you says, you can't make it. You can't make it because your pedigree is not right. You can't make it because you're not educated enough. You can't make it because you don't have enough money in your pocket. You cannot make it because you come from the wrong race. You have the wrong color. You have the wrong height. You have the wrong weight. It doesn't matter. When God's hand is on you, God's favor on you, you will prosper, you will celebrate, and people will celebrate you and say, we always knew it. What did you always know? You are calling me a fool and a nobody. Now you always knew? No. It is the hand of God on my life. I am reflecting His presence. And in the presence of the Lord, there is joy forevermore. And there is abundance, prosperity in His right hand. I happen to be sitting at the right hand of the Father. I cannot fail because He already promised me that He will be that good shepherd. Hallelujah. He says, when sorrow is wiped off of your life, then shall the virgin rejoice. In the dance, both young men and old together. What is this? A virgin rejoice in the dance? And then he says, both young men and old together. Normally we think about the virgin, we think mostly about women. She is a virgin. But God says, listen, that word there is representing everyone that has not been picked. Anyone that has not come into a state of intimacy, whether you are young or old, a woman or a man, if you've not come into the place of your destiny, God says, you're going to dance. You're going to dance. You're going to dance. He says, for I will turn I will turn their mourning into joy. All those tears. God, when am I going to get married? Oh, God, when am I going to make my first $1,000? Oh, God, when am I going to get a house? Oh, God, when am I going to have a car? Oh, God, when am I going to have nice clothes? Oh, God, when this? Oh, God, he says, I'm going to turn your tears, your mourning into joy. And will comfort them and make them rejoice. What? From their sorrow. Are you going to come out of it? Rejoicing from your sorrow. You start there. You begin to celebrate the goodness of God. You begin to celebrate the testimony that God is setting up and has set up for you. You begin to think differently. You have the mind of Christ. And you're thinking his thoughts and basking in the splendor of his glory being made manifest in your life. This is what we do. In Psalm 30, which we talked about this morning, and I'm going to start moving deeper. Psalm 30 and verse 5. It says, for his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Note that. In his favor is life. So what do I want to pray? God, favor me. Favor me. Favor me. Favor me. Favor me. Father, favor me. Help me. Help me. Favor me. You see, prayer doesn't have to be long. It has to be consistent. It has to be prayed in alignment with the Word of God. So you are saying, Lord, favor me. He says, his anger may be for a moment. A moment. A moment. But in his favor is life. That's what God wants to give to me. His life. It says, weeping may endure for a night. Oh, well, I thank God. It says, but joy cometh in the morning. Joy cometh in the morning. Joy cometh in the morning. When does the morning start? At 12 a.m. It's still dark. It might even get darker yet. He says, but you need to begin to celebrate the joy. As you step into that new day, begin to celebrate. I am coming out of this. I will see daylight. I will live and not die and testify of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. This is the joy of the Lord. You've got to embrace it, knowing that God has favored you. I am blessed and highly favored of God. I am blessed and highly favored of God. Yes, this thing that is happening may cause me to weep, but it's just for a moment. It's just for a night. But when 12 o'clock comes and I step into that new day, it doesn't matter whether I have chains on me, shackles on me, I'm going to begin to celebrate with the problem, with that which is restricting me. I'm going to make music out of it. And that's exactly what Paul and Silas did. Stuck in the prison, they began to celebrate. They turned their chains into a musical instrument. They became that chain gang that was celebrating God. And as they did that, God began to tap his feet. An earthquake there was. And the chains fell off. Prison doors opened wide. They had come into the morning. The midnight hour is a powerful time. If you're still awake or you can wake yourself up, say something at the midnight hour. Talk to God. Celebrate and say, God, I rejoice that I'm in a new day. This is the day the Lord God has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Problems come and go. They don't last forever. And you can determine how long your problem is going to last by your praise, by your worship, by you rejoicing in the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Notice what it says. But joy cometh in the morning. And then it says, and in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. I love this. I shall never be moved. I shall not be moved by that problem. In my prosperity, in my good success. He says, Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made my supplication. He says, yeah, I had problems. I had problems. I'm not saying I didn't have problems. I had problems. But I learned how to cry unto the Lord. I learned how to connect with my God. And He is a God who is for me and not against me. Remember a young man called Cain. He just killed his brother. God put a judgment on him. And Cain cried out to God and said, this is too much for me. And God says, you're right. You're right, my son. You're right. Now, anybody tries to carry out what I just said, I'm going to come after you. Which is it? It is the second word. It's the second letter. I talked to you a little bit about it last Sunday. The second letter. First letter is written out by Haman in the book of Esther. All the Israelites were going to be killed at such and such a date. And by the laws of the Medes and the Persians, whatever the king has agreed to could not be erased. So his second letter was written. And that letter said, every Jew were now able to arm themselves. And listen to what the word of God says in the book of Esther, chapter 8. Esther. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Esther chapter 8 and verse 17. This is the result of the second letter. When that second letter came, it says, and in every province and in every city, whichsoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day. And many of the people of the land became Jews. And many of the people of the land became what? Jews. Your joy becomes contagious. Hallelujah. You see, the world is going to go through great tribulation, but there are going to be people who are going to turn to God in the masses. Because they see that believers are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, and that they are not moved by anything that's happening around them. They still have joy. They still have peace, and they cannot comprehend. What is it about you guys? Why are you like this? If I was going through this kind of a problem, even a nanosecond of what you've gone through, man, I'll be crying, and I'll be quitting, I'll be everything. But you are there standing strong. What is it? And you have an opportunity to say, I am reflecting the presence of God. I have the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I want some of that peace. I want some of that joy. I want it. Because my whiskey is not doing it. The crown, you know, that nice bottle called crown, whatever, you know, it's not doing it for me. I need something different. Yeah, it says, okay, you can have the Holy Spirit. Be drunk in the Spirit of God. Praise God. Challenges should give us an opportunity to testify of the faithfulness of God. Unfortunately, so many times believers wilter when problems come. We saw it so clearly when the coronavirus came around. Believers just flipping. Some have not even come back to church as we're talking right now, because the enemy has captivated their hearts. But at the same time, God is bringing a fresh crop of people who are seeing that they need God in their lives. He says, people became Jews. Why? For the fear of the Jews fell upon them. There's a glory that comes upon a believer that causes his enemies to bow. They've not done anything yet. What are they doing? They are busy celebrating. That's what? They're busy rejoicing in the Lord. And that threw confusion into the territory of the enemy, because it did not make any sense to them why these people should have joy when their lives have been threatened. They have joy. They have joy because they know a second letter has been written. That second letter says, you have the power and the authority not just to defend yourself, but to take captive every enemy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The call to walk in victory. Habakkuk 3 and verse 18 tells us about taking joy, not fear. God has not given you the spirit of fear. Take joy. It says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. And we explored a little bit about this particular aspect by going two verses before this. And verse 16 begins to tell us about how bad things were. He says, when I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. He says, rottenness entered into my bones. And I trembled in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. And then it says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Since no matter how bad the situation, I am going to rejoice in the Lord. That's your power force. That's your firewall. Your joy in the Lord. That's what shuts out all of the activities of the enemy. Your circumstance doesn't need to change, because in God is everything you need. Hallelujah. Everything you and I need is in God. The supply is in Him. Praise the Lord. So stop looking at your problem. If you keep on looking at your problem, my friend, you're going to get depressed. Look unto the author and the finisher of your faith, and you will be elevated in your spirit, in your soul, in your body. He says, the Lord is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet, in the most difficult places, the hind feet. You see these things climb up mountains. Doesn't make sense. That thing can put all 4 feet in a very small spot and be balanced. And he will make me to walk upon mine high places. I'm going to walk in mine high places. It says, to the chief singer on my stringed instrument. And this is not the book of Psalms. And it's talking about the chief singer. What's that? I am going to celebrate. I'm going to celebrate. No matter what's going on in my life, I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to celebrate. You know what? When we talk about things like this, God always gives us an opportunity to exercise what we're talking about. And child of God, I can boldly say God has taken me through many situations. Difficult situations. And his grace, his presence, has seen me through those difficult opportunities. I say difficult opportunities because that's what it was, an opportunity. I will not have a testimony to tell you about driving an 8-cylinder huge car from East Kildonan to Otterburn on empty for a whole week, on empty. I will not have that testimony if I had lots of money in my pocket and I can go to the gas station and buy whatever it is I want to buy. I had no money. And it was winter. I'm driving all the way from East Kildonan all the way down Highway 59 to Otterburn to go to school. I'm driving on empty all the way back. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. On empty. The same car that I'll drive to school and come back and go to the gas station. Now I'm going all week long. I won't have that testimony. Do you know that when God allows you to go through challenges, he's creating a file of testimonies for you. You can go back and say, he did it then. He can do it again. He will 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 do it again. If you are tempted, greatly tempted, it's not because God thinks you're weak and a nobody. For his word is, I will not allow you to be tempted beyond that which you are able to bear, but will provide a way of escape so you can bear it. What is that way of escape? That way of escape is you rejoicing in the Lord, joying in God. When it seems like everything is going sour, you say, ah, God can turn this sour thing around for me. And he's promised it. He's promised you that. It's his promise. You're going to come through. Not relying on your strength, not relying on your abilities, relying on whatever it is you think you know, but relying on his faithfulness. That's how you make it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It says rejoice. Why? Psalm 118 tell us in verse 24, It says, this is the day the Lord had made. I like this statement, we there, because it doesn't just say I. It says, we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm not doing this alone by myself. We're going to do it together. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. Look at verse 22 and 23, leading up to 24. It says, the stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. Rejection is something that pains us. But God says, listen, people may reject you, but at the end of it all, you're going to be the cornerstone. That's who Jesus was, and that's who you will be. Amen? One that cannot be done without. Paul, throughout John Mark, said, I don't... Get out of here, you quitter, you lazy bum. Get out of here. Barnabas took him up and mentored him. And at the end of Paul's life, Paul says, I have no better support than this one. So easily we throw people out, but God has a destiny for them. So what does hope do? Hope keeps me in line with the purposes of God. It goes on. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes that I, the rejected, am picked and put in a high place. God taking a pauper, elevating him and putting him to sit with kings. I've seen that too. I've experienced that. Been picked from nowhere and placed in a high seat. God is God, not a man. Oh, they rejected me. Rejoice in the Lord, because God is about to surprise you. Rejoice in the Lord, because God is about to make certain that when you are picked and put there, that everybody in the room sees, wow, how did he get there? I was... in a service, 100,000 plus people in this particular service, leaders of great congregations. And I was sitting about the fifth or sixth row in the middle somewhere, and the pastor of that church walked in, spots me where I was, and says, get him from there, bring him here, and sits me where the biggest shots were sitting. Now, it blew up online. Who is that guy? How did he get there? How is he sitting there where these people are? Who is that guy? It's God picking you. Because there's somebody that God knows, that God tells to be your destiny helper. But when you get to a place of honor, don't become arrogant and think you are all that. No, it is the favor of God that is life to you. Amen? Hallelujah. He said, this is the day which the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Prosperity for what? Prosperity for the day that you've made. You didn't make a new day for me to be suffering. You made a new day so I can prosper. So send now prosperity. Send now progress. Send now good success. Send it now. It's a new day. And this day has to be better than yesterday. I'm not about to peak. Because anything that peaks gets to drop back down. And I'm not dropping. I'll just keep on going and going and going and going and going and going. That is joy being activated inside of you. It says, blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord which had showed us light. Hallelujah. God is a God who has what? Showed us light. In your darkest moment, he shows you light. Where did God start from? He started by calling light out of darkness. Praise the Lord. Every challenge is a setup for the manifestation of God's power, God's glory, God's presence in your life. He said, Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying there's no time for you to spend your time worrying, fearing, doubting, condemning yourself, any of that. You don't have time for that. And don't give anybody time to be doing that. Because you words are like images. They form pictures in your mind. And those pictures begin to become the guiding light of your life, whether to life or to death. So shut down any negativity. Now, if there's truth to whatever it is they are saying, repent. But don't embrace the judgments of men, because it will rob you of your joy. He says, thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he's good, for his what? Mercy endureth forever. That's how you keep your joy. Praise God. And you need your joy. You need your peace. You cannot do without either one of them. Hallelujah. I can see that I'm not getting to hope tonight. It's not going to happen. So this is the lesson. Hope till next week. Glory be to God. You know, the Word of God is so full that as you explore the Word of God, you find out that the more you dig, the deeper you get, and the better it is. My prayer is this, that you receive the Word of God tonight. You understand that joy is a reflection of the presence of God in your life. It is. Just like peace is the activation of the presence of God in your life. If you don't activate that presence of God with your worship and adoration, peace, it's a fleeting thing. He said he's giving it to you. You have it. Activate it. Activate it. That presence of God is the Word of God. That's why you and I must embrace the Word of God and hold on to it. Think about the things that God, that is God-like. If it is not God, if it does not display the essence of who God is, reject it. Reject it. That's not God. That's not God. Well, if that is not God, then you don't need to embrace it. Now, if the word confirms what God is saying, please hear this. You hear a word, it confirms what God is saying. There's also a second letter. Amen? It is a letter of mercy. It's a letter of favor. Pull on that in the sincerity of your heart, and God will activate that for you. Amen? Ultimately, if anybody ends up in hell, they end up there, one, because of their rebellious lifestyle, or their ignorance. And the word of God says, my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. That's why I take my time to expound the word of God so that you know what God's word says, so that you captivate or capitalize on that word of God and live because of the word. Man shall not live by natural bread alone, but by every word that proceeds forth out of the mouth of God. What does God's word say about this? Hold on to that. Be steadfast with it, and it will carry you to the other side of the equation. Praise the Lord. Bow your heads with me. This shall be continued. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the amazing things that you have done for us. How, Lord, O God, that you have just embraced us and taken us into your arms, speaking words of life to us. Father, we do not know what tomorrow holds, but we know that you hold our tomorrows. And your word says to us that your plans for us are good. Good plans. And so, Lord, we trust you to work out the details for our lives. You know what to do and how to do it. And we believe in you for breakthroughs. Thank you, Lord, for the solidarity of faith, coming into agreement with you concerning life and living, embracing your truth and walking in the truth that you have unveiled to us. We thank you, Lord, O God, that we can boldly say that we are the manifestations of the sons of God, that we are the chosen ones, that we are the redeemed and ransomed ones, that we are the ones that you have delivered and brought out of darkness into the marvelous light of your presence. Today we embrace joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father, that it is well with us. We thank you, Lord, O God, that your word says, go thy way. Go thy way. And Lord, O God, this day we go in that way. You said to blind Bartimaeus, go thy way. And he went seeing. Today we go seeing, recognizing that our way is who you are, that our way is doing what you said to do, that our way is choosing what you have chosen, that our way is saying what you have said, that our way is walking uprightly before you. Thank you, Lord, for supernatural change in every sphere and in every area. Blessed be your holy name, Most High God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we'll continue. as the Lord leads, because there's still much more to share concerning the concept of joy. And so let's get at it next time we are together on Sunday. Amen? God willing. At this time, let us honor God with our giving. Let us release from our hands today, by faith, our expressions of thanksgiving to the Lord and say, God, I thank you that I'm here, forgiven, redeemed, ransomed, that you're turning my bad days into great days. You're turning my mourning and sorrow into joy and gladness. Let us trust God for the breakthroughs that he brings to us tonight. I celebrate everyone that has come and participated this evening. You're not here by accident. You're here by the divine design of the Lord, because God has something on his mind for you and I, and we will testify of his goodness now and always, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we are thankful for the privilege of giving. Breathe upon that which we have given in faith. Water it. Cause it, O God, to increase. For your word says, I will multiply your seed sown. Father, this seed did not leave our hands for naught. These seeds have stepped into the future ahead of us, and ways have been made for us. Ways that release testimonies of thanksgiving, for you have been good to us. We have been graciously blessed of you, and we are thankful. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Before I greet those that may be on Zoom, like to remind you that we do need your name and email address. And if you may please send it to office@gloryandpeace.com. The reason being, during this 50th anniversary celebration of ministry, we're going to be having 4 days here, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Saturday is going to be morning section and then an evening section. And of course, on Sunday, there's going to be morning service. But Sunday evening, there'll be no service here. We're going to have a dinner together, a gala experience. And we need to have all your information so we can send you the needed details for you to be able to register. There are people coming from all over the world to this gathering. You know, sons from Europe send me, I bought my ticket, I'm coming. You know, US, Africa. So there are people coming, and we have limited space. So we need for you to register as soon as possible. And there's a cost to it, because that's how it is. Amen? So, but we do need you to register ASAP. For the services here, you don't need registration for that. There's lots of room. If we have an overflow, we create an overflow on the other side. But for here, that's fine. But when we go for the dinner, there's a limit. Okay? All right. So that's that information. Please send that information ASAP. No, you cannot register on YouTube. You just send an email to that address that's listed there. If you need help, somebody will help you do your registration. You'll be able to get your tickets and everything ready and all of that. So that's that. I'll step away from that. That's an announcement somebody else should be making, but I'm up here now so that we don't waste any time. I'm doing it. All right. Well, bless you, those of you on Facebook, YouTube, and all the other platforms where this message has been heard. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Wednesday's Bible study. Friday is not available to you on YouTube and Facebook. It's only available to those on Zoom.